Recovenanting 2019. As Unitarian Universalists, we are part of a covenantal community. We have no creed, doctrine, nor dogma to which we all subscribe. Instead, we make covenants, promises, or agreements with each other in our small groups, our congregations, and throughout this movement. I know some people don't like the term covenant, probably because it sounds too churchy or perhaps archaic. But it really is the better term for the promises and agreements we make here together. We sometimes have to reclaim terms that we have let Christians take as their own, and this is one that is especially important to our form of church governance, our congregational polity. In the Bible, particularly in the books of the Torah, God often makes covenants with the chosen people, Israel, and her leaders. Some of these covenants, such as the one made with Noah after the flood to never again destroy all the peoples of the earth, seem strangely focused on restraining the angry God of parts of the Old Testament. Over against those covenants, the revelation of Jesus as the divine Son, suffering servant, or sacrificial lamb are seen as the new covenant in which God's Son dies for the people. The New Testament portrays a very different kind of covenant between God and all people, but for good or ill, covenants describe the most important agreements. There are also covenants used in real estate law and community laws, codes, and practices to describe serious agreements made between various parties, especially in homeowners' associations, some of which can be quite annoying, but serve to establish certain uniform practices within communities. The overall purpose of covenants is to make clear the expectations of those within the community. So UU covenants usually include descriptions of how we intend to behave with each other. Some groups have gone further to describe consequences of being out of covenant, but often just reminding others that they are out of covenant is sufficient to correct problematic behavior. For people to fully share in the covenant, we usually use some form of democratic process to approve and reaffirm our covenants. We currently have two covenantal statements, well, at least two, that describe how we function. One is the seven principles of the Unitarian Universalist Association, which we just shared in the reading and which are printed on the front of the Order of Service. And the other is the affirmation we usually share each week inside the service. The principles were approved by the UUA, Unitarian Universalist Association, General Assemblies in 1984 and 1985, and are actually part of the bylaws of the UUA. I'm not sure about how long ago the current affirmation started to be used in this congregation, though I know it is adapted from some earlier statements of which at least two versions are included in the back of the hymnal. Both of our current statements are aspirational and somewhat general. The Committee on Ministry has been working for several years on an additional statement which is more specific about how we intend to practice our faith with each other in this community. More about that shortly. As I was working on ideas about recovenanting, my thoughts went to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his thoughts about the beloved community, which is considered by many to be central to his philosophy. I have come to believe that it is also central to our existence as a religious community, both in this congregation and throughout our UU movement. Within our congregations, we practice a congregational polity in which all members have a voice and a vote in all that we do. From the choosing of ministers to the acquisition and disposition of properties, and from the election of board members to the creation of statements about our practices and beliefs, we function as a direct democracy. only allowing representatives on the board certain functions to allow manageable operation. Each member of this congregation has one vote, no matter how wealthy or influential, and without regard for the color of skin or genderal orientation or particular beliefs. Within this community, we decide together about what is acceptable behavior and what we each expect of the other. It is our commitment to this community that allows this church to exist and continue. It is our common support of those things that we choose to stand for that bring unity and strength. In this time of national disunity, I came upon some of King's thoughts in an article published in the Christian Century in 1974, based on a book by Kenneth L. Smith and Ira G. Zepp Jr., entitled Search for the Beloved Community, The Thinking of Martin Luther King Jr. I found one section particularly critical for our time, entitled Alleviating Economic Inequity. King's views on this entire question grew out of his early championship of an egalitarian, socialistic approach to wealth and property. A life, he wrote, is sacred. Property is intended to serve life, and no matter how much we surround it with rights and respects, it has no personal being. It is part of the earth man walks on. It is not man. He repeatedly condemned the United States economic system for withholding the necessities of life from the masses while heaping luxuries on the few. One of our major goals, he declared, should be to bridge the gap between abject poverty and inordinate wealth. To this end, he began during the latter part of his life to advocate a variety of economic programs, including the creation of jobs by government and the institution of a guaranteed annual minimal income. He was impatient with phrases like human dignity and brotherhood of man when they did not find concrete expression in the structures of society. The point is that King believed it was God's intention that everyone should have the physical and spiritual necessities of life. He could not envision the beloved community apart from the alleviation of economic inequity and the achievement of economic justice. Harvey Cox has aptly pointed out that King combined with this emphasis two traditional biblical themes, the holiness of the poor and the blessed community. In the movement King led, blacks were the embodiment of the poor, and the integration represented the vision of the holy community. Now, as we have watched the disparity between wealth and poverty grow in the decades since MLK was assassinated, it is striking how little has been accomplished to bridge that still widening chasm. In all my years, I have been fortunate to not experience serious long-term insecurity around food or housing. But 20% of my compensation now goes to health insurance, and the amount rises to about 25% or more if counting all medical and dental costs. I can fully understand why the working poor cannot afford food, housing, and health care in the supposedly richest of nations. I helped a woman this week get one last night in a hotel before she took her teenage son to another state in hopes of finding a better work and living situation. And she has been working regularly, but she could not maintain a household. Our community response to such situations within and outside of this congregation is among matters we discuss and decide upon within the covenant of our beloved community. We may have various views, but we seek to find beliefs and practices that we can all live with. When we take stands as a congregation, we vote upon them. When we take actions or make commitments, we vote upon them. Many of us are excited about the Family Promise program, in which at least 13 host congregations agree to host families recently homeless who are in need for up to 4 weeks a year while those families get back on their feet. We will likely vote on our support for that program, as we will on a new covenantal statement and on many other matters at future congregational meetings. Our use of the democratic process is part of the covenant that we share as a UU congregation. Like any other UU congregation, we make our own decisions for good or ill. The path we take as a congregation is largely in our own hands. The covenant that we have with each other within this beloved community is the highest expression of our congregational polity. This recovenanting service is intended to remind us each of our covenant with each other, all those ways that we seek to live out our UU principles, and that affirmation that we make each week within the purpose and mission of our congregation and based in the sources of our living tradition, which inspire us to beliefs and actions of faith. Our covenant with each other has sometimes been a little loose in regard to the way we treat each other, and in regard to things like gossip and parking lot grumbling. Based in our UU principles and our affirmation, the Committee on Ministry has been working for several years on a more explicit statement of how we intend to live out our covenant for the beloved community. Jan will share a few thoughts about that process in just a moment. I want to close by thanking you for your commitment to this community and to the values that bring us together. As I remind us each week, I know that we come from many different places with a variety of beliefs, and we each decide to be part of this community that strives to welcome all people of goodwill without regard for socioeconomic status, shade of skin, sexual orientation, or even political history. May we continue to engage in and support this congregation as we each seek to uphold our covenant with each other. May it always be so. Shalom, salam, blessed be, namaste, and amen.